needs one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
My second recommendation is that the issue of fighting corruption should be taken seriously. Corruption exists. Mr. Mohsenir told me something good in one of these recent events. He said apparently this is what he meant, that they had decided to first fight corruption within the judiciary itself. Yes, that's a good action to take. It is not true to say that no corruption exists within the judiciary. Of course, the majority of judges are honest, noble, faithful, hard-working, and truly honourable people. There is no doubt about this. But if there are 10 bad people in a group of 1,000 people, they can harm the rest of the group in terms of their reputation, in terms of work and the like. You have to look for those 10 bad people. However, the main task is to confront the structures that bring corruption.
This is IRIB English Radio. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Supplication on Wednesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who appointed the night to be a garment, and sleep for a rest, and day He appointed for a rising. To Thee belongs praise, for Thou roused me from my sleep. And hadst Thou willed, Thou wouldst have made it everlasting, an everlasting praise that will never be cut off. and whose number the creatures will never count. O Allah, to Thee belongs praise, for Thou created, then proportioned, and ordained and decreed, and gave death and bestowed life, and made sick and healed, and made well and afflicted, and sat upon the throne and encompassed the kingdom. I supplicate Thee with the supplication of one whose mediation is weak, whose stratagems have been cut off, whose term has drawn near, whose expectation from this world has shrunk, whose neediness for Thy mercy has intensified, whose remorse for his neglect has become great, whose slips and stumbles have become many, and whose repentance is devoted sincerely to Thy face. So bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and his household, the good, the pure. And provide me with the intercessions of Muhammad, Allah bless him and his household, and deprive me not of his companionship. Surely Thou art the most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, decree for me on Wednesday four things. Induce me to be strong in obedience to Thee, to be joyful in worshipping Thee, to be desirous of Thy reward, and to abstain from that which would make incumbent upon me Thy painful punishment. Thou art gentle to whom Thou wilt.
IRIB English Radio in the month of Muharram presents today's special. Every day for 15 minutes.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Salamun Alaikum. This is today's special. We're going to speak about the movement of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him. I invite you to listen to this episode of today's special. Accept our condolences on martyrdom anniversary of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him.
As-salamu alayka ya Sayyida Shuhada. السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله.
Today, Tuesday, is the 4th of Muharram, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 11th of Murdad, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 2nd of August, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Dear brothers and sisters, we bless this moment of today's special by recitation of chapter Takwir, verses 1 to 9. Let's listen to that.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
Idha ash-shamsu kuwirat.
When the sun is wrapped up in darkness. And when the stars fall dispersing. And when the mountains are removed. And when full-term she-camels are neglected. And when the wild beasts are gathered, and when the seas are filled with flame, and when the souls are paired, and when the girl who was buried alive is asked, for what sin she was killed.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The term Ma'uda means a girl who is buried alive. Some commentators have said that this word means heaviness, since when girls were buried alive, the soil that was poured over them was heavy. Some narrations denote to a broader meaning for the verse, so vast that it has been commented on as cutting the ties of kinship or cutting the friendship of the Prophet's household, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny, Ahlul Bayt. In a tradition, it is stated that once Imam Baqir was asked about the commentary of this verse, and he said that it meant this: the persons whom are killed for their friendship to us.
On the month of Muharram and the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his family and companions, be with today's special. Every day from IRIB English Radio.
People rise up and mourn, it is Ashura. See the struggle of Hussein in the Kabbalah.
As the previous episode of today's special, during the month of Muharram, we're going to speak about the movement of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him. We notice this year and every year the spirit of the majlis and gatherings of Imam al-Hussein all over the world. This revives our sense of hope that there is still a heart beating in the body of this nation, a heart which draws its blood from the pure blood that was spilled at Karbala. All of that is by the blessing of the commemoration of one of the Imams from the chain of the Holy Family of the Prophet, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family. So how many more blessings would rather be if the last in this chain were present? We can imagine how much the hearts will, which thirst for justice, would welcome this Imam after they lost hope in all the theories which promised to bring human happiness.
Sayyid Abbas Razavian.
We were talking about Bala being the core and the center of Ashura and learning from Ziyarat Ashura lessons. And one of those lessons is how to deal with our own trials and tribulations, how to stay away from harm, how to protect ourselves. Imam Ali alayhi salam in a tradition teaches us. He says, إِذَا نَزَلَ بِكَ مَكْرُوهُ فَانْظُرْ فَإِنْ كَانَ لَكَ هِيلَ فَلَا تَعْجِزْ. If makruh or bad or affliction or something that you do not like descends upon you, look and see if there is a hila. Look and see if there is a solution. If there is a solution, فَلَا تَعْجِزْ. Don't be weak. Find the solution. Many of the problems we face can be remedied by solutions. For example, if somebody has problems in marriage, there are many steps that they can take to resolve these issues. to see counselors, to seek counsel, to get advice from their friends and family, to get advice from people that are qualified, from the scholars, and to remedy their marriage. And they learn how to treat their spouse properly, inshallah, they'll have a good marriage. If we have problems with our financial situation, as we learn from this tradition, if there is a hila, if there's a solution, don't be weak, don't be lazy. Study hard, get a good education, work hard, and inshallah you'll get good sustenance, you'll get good rizq, be organized, you know, come to work on time, and you inshallah have a good sustenance. These are solutions that are in our own hands, that are in our own disposal. But then Imam Ali alayhi salam talks about other trials and tribulations. وَإِن لَمْ يَكُنْ فِيهِ هِيلَ فَلَا تَجْزَعْ. But there are other makruh or other trials and tribulations that happen to us that are not in our own hands, that we cannot do anything about. What do we do then? What does Imam Ali alayhi salam tell us to do? For the first part, he says, لَا تَعْجَزْ. Don't be weak. Solve the problem. In the second part, it is narrated that he says, لَا تَجْزَعْ. Don't have jaza. Don't be anxious. Don't be worried. Don't break apart. Be patient. So for us to remedy our problems, we can divide them into two parts. One are problems that we can resolve, inshallah, with prayer, with dua, with, inshallah, working hard, with not sinning, abstaining from sin. Many of our calamities will be, you know, separated from us. And then there are those other groups of calamities that Imam Ali says, when they fall upon you, la ta'jiza. These are calamities that happen to good people, to happen to other good people like the prophets and their successors. Some of the traditions say that the most amount of calamity happens on the prophets and their successors. So know that Allah is testing you. Be happy that He wants to elevate you in rank, that He wants good for you, that He wants you to come out of this world as a tried person, a person that has been tried and that has won and been successful in their tests. Ya Hussein, Hussein, Hussein.
Ya Hussein, Hussein, Hussein. Lessons of Muharram. Ya Hussein, Hussein, Hussein. Ya Hussein. I entitled this part as Opening to Forgive. On the night before Ashura, Imam al-Hussein taught us an invaluable lesson on forgiveness. The commander of the opposition army, Hur al-Riyahi, intercepted the caravan of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him, forcing them to stop in the land. When realizing his mistakes, Hur ran to camp of Abu Abdullah pleading for forgiveness. Imam Hussein could easily not have forgiven Hur. After all, it was his doing that left Imam Hussein and his caravan in Karbala. However, he forgave him straight away and assured that the Holy Prophet also have forgiven him. This serves as an important reminder that you should always forgive someone no matter what they have done for you if they are sincere in their apology. It's a nice idea that during the month of Muharram, we learn words of Imam al-Hussein. Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him, composed and delivered this speech. O people, vie amongst yourself to achieve the most commendable traits and noble character. Move quickly to achieve those results which have spiritual value. Don't count on any good works which you do not hasten to complete. Earn praise and commendation through the successful completion of your deeds. Don't earn criticism and censure by being lazy and lethargic. Know this, in some situations,
one person may do good toward another, and that person shows him no gratitude, so he thinks he has no thanks. But Allah Himself is the reward. Allah's generosity is greater and more abundant, and His payment is the greatest. And know this, the requests that people ask of you are actually blessings for you from Allah. Thus, don't face these blessings with lassitude and apathy, lest these blessings be transformed into reprisals and negative consequences.
There are also other methods for us to deal and manage our bala and manage our pains. When we look at some of the other solutions, one is the connection that we have and the love that we have in this world. It makes us more susceptible for bala. The more you're attached to this world, the more you're susceptible when Allah takes it away from you, that you will be feeling very sad, that you'll be feeling in great grief because you're attached to it. So one of the ways that we can make ourselves stronger people, one of the ways that we can separate ourselves and make ourselves less susceptible to bala is to love the world less, to like it less. Not the good parts of the world, not spirituality, not God and the creation. The world is in the lower desires, the hayat ad-dunya, meaning the lower life, the material world, to have less attachment. If you love something more, if God takes it away or if it's harmed, you're going to be more upset. So if we distance ourselves from the world, whatever Allah takes away from us will be less harmed by it. One of the other methods that we can learn from Imam Hussein alayhi salam, learn from the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, is that we can remember how Imam Hussein alayhi salam had patience and sabr. We can learn from Imam Hussein alayhi salam his patience. That one of the things that we need to strengthen is this ability to deal with things that we don't like. It's called sabr. There's sabr on musibat, sabr when calamities happen, you become very strong, you become immune. And two is sabr on ma'siyat. You endure yourself. When it comes to sin, you become very strong and you have sabr and patience. Imam Hussein was very sabur. He had a lot of patience on the day of Ashura. On the day of Ashura, it says that some of his companions, of course, companions were in different levels, but Imam Hussein was like a mountain in Ashura. That when he saw some of them begin to become weak, that he gave them courage, he gave them patience. And inshallah, he gives us patience to deal with our trials and tribulations. In this Muharram, we learn to deal with our pains and trials and tribulations. We learn from Imam Hussein alayhi salam that he instilled forbearance and patience, and he made people very strong when it came to difficult times. Inshallah, he will look at us and he'll grant us this patience.
Condolences to all Muslims all around the world on the month of Muharram, when Imam Hussein alayhi salam was martyred in the land of Karbala. Dear friend, inshallah, we continue our discussion on the next episode of today's special. Until then, wassalamu alaikum. Allahumma ij'al mahyaya mahyaya Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa mamati mamata Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
Food for thought. Salam, friends, and here we present you from the Prophet's grandson, Imam Hussein, peace upon him, a beautiful piece of supplication to God. O Allah, exalted is your station, great is your power, and stupendous your might. You have no need of the creatures. Your supremacy is all-embracing, and you have the power to do whatever you wish. Your mercy is near. Your promise is true. Your blessings are plenteous, and your tests are beautiful.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hussain Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful hadith narrated from the Holy Prophet, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Narrated from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding Imam Hussein alayhi salam. This hadith is suitable to the month we are in, the time we are in, which is the month of Muharram. The month in which all Muslims, they commemorate the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his companions on the day of Ashura. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam has been narrated to have said, "As for Hussein, he is from me. He is my son, my offspring, and the best of all mankind after his brother. He is the Imam of the Muslims, the Master of the Believers, the Vicegerent of the Lord of the Universe, the Helper of those who seek assistance, the Refuge of those who seek refuge, the Proof of Allah on all of His creation. He is the Chief of the Youth of Paradise, the door to the community's salvation. His command is my command. Obedience to him is obedience to me. Whoever follows him is associated with me, and whoever disobeys him cannot be associated with me." So in this beautiful hadith, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam very categorically and very absolutely mentions these virtues of Imam Hussein, and also the necessity of obeying him. He mentions it in very absolute terms, and also threatens the people who disobey him with a very painful and a very grave punishment, in the sense that people who disobey Imam Hussein, who went against him, they cannot be associated in any way whatsoever with the Holy Prophet and Islam, therefore, and you know, they fall outside of the scope of, you know, the religion of Islam and have nothing to do with them. The Prophet also mentions many important virtues of Imam Hussein, the fact that he is the best of mankind after his brother, and that he's the master of all of the believers. And the Prophet mentions these spiritual virtues as well as the Imam's relationship with Muslims. He's the helper of those who seek assistance. the refuge of those who seek refuge. And this is a very absolute, not only it's a reference to spiritual assistance, but also, worldly assistance. And therefore, it behooves us to seek refuge in the person of Imam Hussein. And all of these virtues, they make the martyrdom of Imam Hussein a more grievous for us and a more sad day for us. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at Imam Hussein alayhi salam in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hussain Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرج.
السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله. السلام عليك يا ابن رسول الله. السلام عليك يا ابن فاطمة الزهراء. السلام عليك يا ابن أمير المؤمنين. Assalamu alaikum, respected brothers and sisters, and welcome to Let's Recite the Quranic Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. We really welcome you and thanks for joining us again.
Assalamu alaikum.
So, inshallah, in this session, we will continue through the lesson Al-Mad that we explained. We practiced how we stretch the sound, how we, for how many counts we stretch the sound, yes?
Yes.
So, everything we talked about in the previous session, inshallah, we'll continue the same topic with more details, okay? In details. So, we said that short vowels we have fatha, kasra, tamma. Long vowels we have alif, maddi, waw, maddi, and ya'i, maddi. And also then we talked about a mad itself, the sign of mad. So it's very important to remember all these points, okay? These alif, and waw, and ya with fatha, kasra, tamma that produce a long vowel sound, they are also called huruful maddiya. Okay, what? Huruful maddiya, the mad letters. Okay, yes. The mad letters also they are called. Because sometimes some of the mad, okay, some of the mad or long sounds, okay, are especially applied with these three letters. Okay, that we'll go on and learn them. So guys, one thing we have to practice, that's about lean letters. Lean letters that we apply the lean mad or mad the lean, okay? The lean letter is this, that you have ya and wa, these two letters. What letters? Ya and waw. These two letters. Ya and waw. But they are sakin. Ya is sakin and waw is sakin. These two letters are called lean letters if they are sakin. But there is one condition, that before this waw and ya is sakin, there has to be a fatha. Okay? A fatha. So, suppose there is an alif, a hamza, with a fatha, then waw sakin. How do you read it? Fatha, fatha. And then waw sakin, join them together?
Ow.
Ow. Okay, now instead of waw, ya?
Ay.
So, in the tajweed, this is called maddilin, but the way you recited was not mad. So let's practice the madlin. Madlin means it's a type of mad. It means the easy mad or the soft mad. Look how I pronounce Quraysh, ay, khawf, ow. This ow sound and ay sound a little longer, two counts. This is called madlin. And the letter Yai Sakin and Waw Sakin are called lean letters. Okay? So, let's practice. Ow. Read it with ba. Bow.
Bow.
Tau.
Tau.
Thau.
Thau.
Jow.
Jow.
How.
How.
Khaw.
Khaw.
Dow.
Dow.
Thou.
Thou.
And wow.
Wow.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
So, the letter Yana.
Ay.
Bay.
Bay.
Tay.
Tay.
Fay.
Fay.
Jay.
Jay.
Yay.
Yay.
Okay, done. All right? So, this is Madeline. Very easy and simple. You see, the names were so kind of difficult, yes?
Yes.
That's Mad. Very easy. Madeline. Just remember the two letters. The lean letters, waw sakin and
yai sakin.
But there is a condition. There has to be a fatha before these two letters, okay? Or it's called preceded by a fatha, okay? Or it's called that yai lean, yai sakin, preceded by a fatha. It means a fatha has to come before. Or waw sakina, preceded by a fatha, all right? Preceded means something before it. Followed means something after it. Okay? If, for example, we say waw preceded by a fatha, what does it mean? It means there is fatha. A fatha before waw.
Yes.
Waw followed by a fatha. It means?
After.
There is a fatha after waw. But ya'ilin is not about a fatha, a waw or ya followed by a fatha. Rather, it is a waw sakin or ya sakin preceded by a fatha, not a dhamma. If it is a dhamma with waw, it is waw maddi. If it is a ya a kasra, ya maddi. No, a fatha. Okay?
Yes.
Okay, that's great.
الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم.
If you see the Holy Quran in Surah Muzammil, ayat number 20, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, and recite as much as possible from the Quran. As much as possible.
ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا.
That's why they say one of the beauties of the eloquence of the fasahat and balaghat of the Quran is that whenever you open the Quran, it's as if it speaks to you today very, very clearly.
The Quran is a covenant of God for His creature. It is misaq. It is covenant for His servants. It is necessary for the Muslims to read this covenant and recite 50 verses every day.
فقنا عذاب النار.
So let's practice some more examples. In Surah Maryam, verse number 4, قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي وَهَنَ الْعَظُمُ مِنِّي وَاشْتَعَلَ الرَّأْسُ شَيْبًا. Yes. وَاشْتَعَلَ الرَّأْسُ شَيْبًا. Okay. Surah Quraysh. Surah Quraysh. Who knows? I know. So, I recite, repeat after me. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. There was an example.
Yes.
Listen. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
شيطان
الرجيم. Okay. So, recite.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
لإيلاف قريش.
لإيلاف قريش.
إيلافهم رحلة الشتاء والصيف.
إيلافهم رحلة الشتاء والصيف.
قريش صيف. Okay.
Yes.
فليعبدوا رب هذا البيت.
فليعبدوا رب هذا البيت.
بيت قريش صيف. Examples. Okay.
Yes.
الذي أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف.
الذي أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف.
أحسن. خوف. خوف. Okay. Example four.
واو.
واولي. يا إيلين أنت.
واولي.
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 Wow, wowileen. Okay. Is there any question?
No.
Was it difficult or easy? Yes, the name was a bit difficult, yes? So what does lean mean? Easy and? Simple. Yes, simple. Simple and soft.
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 So how many cases do we have with mad lean? Two cases.
Two cases.
Waw and ya. Preceded by
fatha.
Yeah. Fatha. That's the case with maddilin, okay? The next type of mad is mad tabi'i. Mad tabi'i. What does it mean?
The normal.
The normal or natural mad.
Yes.
Normal or?
Natural
mad. So, the normal or natural mad, you know this. If I make the example, you will understand what I mean. So, let me read this example. Ma'kool. مأكول. Pay attention. If you hear a longer sound than a, e, u, that is a mad. Okay? Listen. مأكول. Where is the mad?
Wow.
On wow, okay? مأكول.
Yes.
What do you think? What type of mad it is?
Natural.
Natural mad. But what we studied something before.
Vav maddi.
Vav maddi. Very easy.
Yes.
Listen to this example. Tarmihim.
Yai maddi.
Yai maddi. Bihijaratin.
Alif maddi.
Natural mad is?
Uh-huh.
Huruful maddiya. Alif maddi, vav maddi.
Yai
maddi. But there is one condition. If there is not a hamza, okay, after them. Look. There is no fatha. Sorry, there is no hamza. Okay, after this waw maddi, alif maddi, or
yai
maddi. If there is no hamza letter, okay, that's called natural. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you so much. We talked, alhamdulillah, about mad. Some topics are left. Okay, in mad, we'll inshallah practice the next of them in the next sessions. Thank you so much for being with us. If you have any questions, you can ask us. Inshallah, we'll help you regarding the Quran Kareem. Thanks to IRIB English Radio and also Sevier International Schools Network. Thanks to Hussein Ruhullah, Ali Nasir, Fawad Haider, Habibullah Fazizadeh, and see you inshallah in the next sessions. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad wa ajjil faraja.
Aina al-Hassani, aina al-Hussain, aina abna al-Hussain. Aina al-Hassani, aina al-Hussain, aina abna al-Hussain. Aina al-Hassani, aina al-Hussain, aina abna al-Hussain.
In solidarity, the heavens and earth will grieve. Divinely pure ones, oppressed in tyranny, sacrifice their lives for truth and unity, equality and freedom for humanity. These are the sons of the one that God calls a Nur al-Sirajan Munir. These are the masters of the youth of paradise, who gave their lives to guide us on to the right.
When your horse returns to our camp riderless,
أزور سيدي ومولاي ومعتمدي ورجاي.
The ocean of dua.
الإمام الحسين عليه السلام زيارة.
Why did you leave us to fend for ourselves? Hussein, Hussein, the slain.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين, ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Madarisi, and in this edition of The Ocean of Dua, we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of Ziyarat Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, Ziyarat al-Ashura. So stay with us.
Bari'tu ila Allahi wa ilaykum minhum wa min ashiya'ihim wa atba'ihim wa awliya'ihim ya Aba Abdullah inni silmun liman salamakum. وحرب لمن حاربكم إلى يوم القيامة.
As you were previously with us, dear listeners, we were discussing this excerpt of the Ziyarat al-Ashura. Ya Aba Abdullah, إني سلم لمن سالمكم وحرب لمن حاربكم إلى يوم القيامة. O Aba Abdullah, I am at peace with he who is at peace with you, and at war with he who is at war with you till the day of resurrection. Regarding this part of Ziyarat al-Ashura, we explained a lot about the meanings of being at silm with somebody and being at war with somebody. We also had a look at some of the instances that the infallible Imams introduce us, the criterion for taking someone as enemy or friend. For example, the Holy Prophet ﷺ is reported to have said, صَدِيقُ عَدُوِّ عَلِيٍّ عَدُوُّ عَلِيٍّ. The friend of the enemy of Ali is the enemy of Ali. Those who claim to love both the Imams and their enemies are either oblivious of the reality or they're joking. And history has informed us of such examples. For example, in one tradition, we read, قال رجل له عليه السلام A man said to Amir al-Mu'minin Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam Inni uhibbuka wa uhibbu Muawiyah Surely I love you and I love Muawiyah as well Faqala lahu alayhi salam Amma al-an fa anta awar Thereupon the Imam said For the moment one of your eyes cannot see Fa imma an tabra'a aw ta'ma Now either you get well or blind Here, the infallible Imam propounds another beautiful equation, which is worthy of contemplation. He informs him that both these kinds of love cannot unite, they cannot exist in one heart together. If this person is not careful, if this person continues his love for Muawiyah, he will truly hate Imam Ali alayhi salam, which is true blindness. And however, if he understands the reality of love of Muawiyah and abandons Muawiyah, he would get well and he will be able to see with both eyes, meaning he will love only Imam Ali alayhi salam. Now, this statement of Imam Ali alayhi salam can also be translated in another way. It can be translated as, now either you express your bara'ah, fa'imma an tabra'ah, which means you detach yourself from Muawiyah, أو تعمى, or if you continue to do so, you will get blind. This is because Muawiyah's love has no religious basis at all.
When people ask, I'm confused about which school is right, or which madhab is right, Go to Karbala. Look at Karbala, it clarifies it instantaneously. Anybody says, I'm confused, say, please go to Karbala and tell me what happened, why it happened, and what does it have to do with your religion. You will see it completely exemplifies. It clarifies, it takes all the blurs out instantaneously. SubhanAllah, that's the miracle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's main foundation of morality is do not allow tyranny, do not allow evil doing, do not allow indecency. Why is Imam like this? Because he knows Allah, he appreciates him, he understands his dimensions. That's why we must love them so much. We must love them so much that don't let anybody else take us away from them. There should be no room in our thoughts. No matter who we admire in this world, no matter how great a person we look at, never move the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt out of the center of the heart. Never. They will know that their Khalifa lied to them because he told them they don't pray. And if they see them praying on the battlefield, their hearts will change. So stop them from praying. Imagine how evil these people were. That's how much lies they had. And you cannot eradicate this lie at the level that we are talking about unless you give your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So we were explaining the instances of the infallible Imams introducing the criterion for loving somebody and hating him. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam was once told that so-and-so loves you, but is weak in expressing his dissociation from your enemy. And Imam alayhi salam said, Hayhat, kathaba man idda'a mahabbatana wa lam yatabarra' min aduwina. This is so far. The one who claims our love, but does not express his detachment from our enemy, is a liar. And this is what Imam Rida alayhi salam is reported to have said, Kamaluddin wilayatuna walbara'atu min aduwina. You want to know, the perfection of faith is in our friendship and at the same time detachment from our enemies. But we should be really careful not to take one true mu'min as our enemy. Those who, through repeated actions of atrocities and oppression, have lost their innate disposition and love to do mischief, and there is no hope for their change, those are the ones who are worthy of being cursed and abandoned. And that is why we see some instances of cursing in the history of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. Those cases, those people who are cursed, those are the ones that the A'immah, that the infallible Imams, know that there is no way for them to change. And even if there were so, they do not accept this change. Those are the ones who must be taken as real enemies. And it is such people whom we curse in our supplications and in our salutational recitals. Those are the ones that we seek detachment from إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ until the day of resurrection. There are some more points to be discussed from this part of Ziyaratul Ashura, and we will, God willing, talk about them in the next episode. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
أنت الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا ظمآن والزمان بعينيك ممطرا نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي ساروا إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكيك كل عين لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين الروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
It's night, dark and cold. I walk in the city alone in the crowd.
Islamic laws.
Every street, every store is filled with colors and smiles as before. I know clouds are hidden behind these faces. Is there anyone who has a sunny heart? I put on my headphones and play the song, which repeats the enchanting whisper. I say, why is my heart set on fire when I hear your name?
Bismillah.